Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. This is Lynn, and I'm your host for the day. Actually, that's not entirely true. I have a co-host today, and I've confused myself by not having the original music on here because I wanted these shows specifically to stand out a little bit differently. But I think just for my own sanity, I might actually add that back in there. So this is a different kind today, but let's start off by saying my co-host today is J.R. Adams. Welcome to the show, J.R.
Thank you. It's exciting to be back, and hello, universe.
Great. J.R. Originally started the Honoring Hour with me, and then he had some other stuff he had to do, so he was not able to continue, and I'm delighted to have him back. He's going to come back at this point once a month to help Karen and I with the Experiencing You shows that we're going to be doing, so I'm very grateful to him for doing that and for stepping up. J.R. is a fantastic Reiki master. He has a website, essentialsforliving.com, and it's essentials-4-living.com. So please do visit that and learn a little bit more about JR. Just wanted to remind you guys that the show is morphing a little bit. This is not going to be how it's morphing. I'm not clear yet what's going to happen, but we are going to be having these Experiencing You, what we call mini-meets. Karen and I have been calling them mini-meets. We're going to have them on the first Wednesday of every month, so we hope that you will be sure to join us on those. And then the other shows will fall every other, just as they normally did. I am taking May 18th off, if for those of you that have not listened to some of the archives that have mentioned that. But I'll be back ready and in full action in June with a good and full lineup. We've already got that going on. And I'm behind on the website, so please bear with me on that. So with that being said, I just want to tell you a brief synopsis of what we're planning on doing today. Karen Wrigley and I, Karen is a fantastic animal communicator, and she's been on the show before. We have been working together on a project called Experiencing You, and we are having that show up in a variety of ways. Today, however, we are going to be channeling an animal communication message, just a broad spectrum. That's our plan, but we're going with the flow, so that's subject to change. We're going to do a broad spectrum animal communication message along with just a message from the universe, from your soul, your guides, your angels, however it comes through that goes with that. And we've got this slotted for an hour, and we'll take it, you know, as long as it goes within that hour. And it'll be here once a month, so we're excited to do that. I want to take an opportunity now to introduce Karen. I met Karen. Actually, I was introduced to Karen through an e-newsletter from someone else, and I had been looking for different people on the show, and I specifically wanted an animal communicator. People had been asking about them, and I've just always found people that have been interested, and they always said to me, "Do you know a really good animal communicator?" And at the time, I didn't. And so I sent out an email to Karen, and she responded and was on the show, and it was fantastic. And Karen's a delightful animal communicator that also works with our emotional body, which is a passion of mine and where my work in the world lies. So I'd like to welcome to the show with me today, Karen. How are you doing?
I am great, Lynn, and I am honored to be back on Honoring Hour. It's always so exciting to be in your energy field and what you bring to the people, and in this case also the critters as well. So I'm excited today. Thank you.
Great, great. Now, Karen, we just had a fantastic weekend together doing our first day trip of the Experiencing You. And I wanted to just share, we have a drawing for Matt that we have to honor. And before we do that, what I'd like to do is just share a little bit of information about how that day went. We don't know how to put that day into words, and we're finding that the people that came were in the same position that we were. So I didn't know, Karen, if you had a few of the testimonials that you had picked out that you really enjoyed that you wanted to share, or just a couple of the comments.
Well, I don't have them in front of me. Unfortunately, they're in my computer. I didn't print them out because I sent them email. But I would say that what most of them were saying was that it was that they really did learn to experience more of themselves and understand the dynamics of life a little bit better in the space that it can be easy, it can be fun, and that they want more of it and they want to grow more from it. They realize that so many are stuck in the quagmire of life or the perception that things have to be a certain way and kind of forget that spiritual space that's inside of us that leads us and guides us. As Lynn was saying, she would bring her fingers from the top of her head down and go, alignment, and it sort of came the rule of the day to do that, to remind us. And it was difficult to explain how to what this was, because we combined messages from the animals. We had the energy of the animals, which at that time I also called, if you're familiar with Ho'oponopono, or not Ho'oponopono, but that's interesting in itself, hippotherapy. And hippotherapy, hippo means horse in Latin. And so we had the therapeutic space of the animals that day that helped as well. And several of them said they were calmer and more at ease than they had been in a long time. So what is it about? It's about you and the combining of particularly Lynn's capability of reading their emotional bodies, the animals' messages, and giving guidance in supporting people, in those people that were there that day, into a space. It was about experiencing them in a very happy way and to follow that bliss.
I agree. I do have the testimonials printed out. I'm sorry, JR, did you want to say something?
Well, I was going to just ask Karen if this, because I study a lot of shamanism, and it sounds similar to shamanic work. So is this similar to shamanic teaching of some sort?
Some have related to that to some degree, yes. I have found, though, in my walk, different people give me a different perspective of what that is, with the shaman way. Ultimately, I would say yes in a bigger perspective, but I can't say 100%, you know, in from where you're coming from. But generally speaking, yes.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Now, I do have our testimonials out, or just some of the feedback, actually. They're not just so much testimonials. We were asking for feedback and, you know, what we can do, what they liked, and areas that we can improve. And I'm always open for that. Even with the show, I'd love to hear from you and things that you'd like to hear about. And I would like to just share a couple things that I've highlighted. One of the people that came said, and I thought this really summed it up nicely, attending the Experiencing You seminar turned out to be what Oprah calls the aha moment for me. Karen and Lynn are insightful and talented communicators. I found myself inspired and motivated to do the work I've been putting off spiritually and creatively. It's an incredible experience no one should avoid if they have the chance to talk or meet with these two fabulous women. So I thought that was a nice, not only was it nice for us, but it was a nice way of expressing. And then I just pulled out a couple of things, because some of the other things were a lot longer. Another person said, and I'm paraphrasing here, just pulling some stuff out, I'm 53 years old and have yet to aspire to my lifelong dream of writing. Our session on Saturday reminded me how I always wanted to help others through my words, helping others, yet taking the time to realize what I find interesting about life and how I find the strength to continue. So I found it interesting that she pulled out a lifelong dream of hers that she had been forgetting about, and that I'm sure has been impacting her life. Someone else said, wow, doesn't begin to describe the wonderful Experiencing You. So that was really nice. I can't thank Karen and Lynn enough for a memorable day and a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It was amazing. And we felt very much the same way. It was just a fantastic time, just a great expect the unexpected was really an understatement, I think, in the catchphrases that we did. So with that being said, we have a drawing that we promised to do on the show today. So, Karen, you and I have agreed that you are going to pick a number through 20, and that person, whoever, I've already, like, labeled them, you're going to pick a number, and whoever's name is there is the person who's won. So,
okay. Well, because we kept talking about alignment and the number 11, and honoring hour is at 11 o'clock, and there's so many 11s in this day as well. I choose 11.
And you have probably made Leah very happy.
Congratulations, Leah.
Leah is number 11, so we'll be sure to let her know in case she was not able to join us live here today. I'm sure she'll be listening to an archive of this later. So wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. So, JR, before Karen and I start, I just wanted to see if you had anything you wanted to add or comments or...
No, I'm excited to be back, and the retreat sounds really awesome, and sounds like so many people were blessed by that. And I guess that would just make me and probably some of the listeners out there ask, do you have another one scheduled in the next quarter or two?
We don't, but that's something we've definitely been talking about with the dates. We are open to places to host these. We would love to have people that are willing to host us. It's one of the ways we get to keep the cost down, because we're hoping to not have to pay for a place that we have to add into the cost of what we're doing. So we had not coordinated a date before that. We are talking to a lot of different people. We're talking to people in Charleston, South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia, Northern Virginia. We've talked to people in Maryland. So we're open to coming to different areas. And we'd love invitations to get there. In the meantime, we probably most likely will schedule something very soon. I mean, we've continued to talk about that. We just were not able to coordinate a date prior to today.
Awesome. Well, I'm here in Richmond, so whatever I can do to help out, just let me know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, JR. So, Karen, we had talked about you starting off with a general message from an animal realm, whatever animal wants to step forward or whatever species of animal wants to step forward. Are you prepared to do that?
I can, yes. Yeah, and I don't know how many listeners are familiar with how animal communicators work. So I have found that it's important to express or explain what I'm doing so that perhaps not only they understand it, what I'm doing, but so that they can possibly take it forward and use it for themselves as well. And one of the things I do is, for me, I just take a deep breath and I quiet myself and allow, and I like the word allow, to what will come into me. Prior to this, I've said little prayers around this so that the appropriate message comes through for everyone listening. So give me a second. Very interesting. Very interesting. I have an octopus coming in, and it's one of those huge, huge octopuses that they talk about that are like in the depth of the ocean. This is the first time I've had a being like this come through like this, and this octopus is showing me all the tentacles going out in lots of directions, and they can all move at the same time doing different things, and I'm thinking, how awesome is that? And then I'm drawn to the big round part of his where, what we might call his face is, the body part there, and where that is just a huge being with lots of possibilities going on inside of that. And then I'm drawn back away from it to look at it again, and I'm being told that the octopus, is the greatness that he is, can be one of many things and understand of all things and be part of many things, yet then I'm drawn back to that big bulbular part with the two eyes looking at me, and it says, yet I am one, and I'm whole, and I'm complete, and it feels soft and gentle and round, and I can flow and move effortlessly through the water. So it's as if to say to the audience, we're all one. We have many tentacles going out in lots of directions, and sometimes the human gets, let's say, overboard. They get too much going on in their brain, and they think a lot, and then it makes them tired or worried because they're so aware of so much more now. And it is the time now to, you can be aware of it, but be at peace with it and know that you are an individual. You're that one whole, complete energy that you are and to be at peace and to flow with who you are in the space of that the universe, that your greater space allows you to go. And he says, we sometimes go against the tide, but it's rare. Most of the time we go with the tide. And when we have a direction that calls us, we go perhaps in another direction, but it is effortlessly. So he's saying, yes, there is a lot to be discerned. There is a lot going on. And in the completeness of it all is to be at peace and flow internally, completely, gloriously, in who you are as an individual and honor yourself to the highest degree possible. And then I'm hearing, I used to say, go with the flow. Then I said, flow with the go. And then from that it went, flow and glow. And then this past few weeks it's just glow, and then you just flow and be into the space of that golden realm that we can be. He says it's wonderful to have many tentacles. He says that we can do many things at one time, yet we humans perceive it as difficult to do many things at one time. He says, let that greater space that you have to tap into help you and support you in the space of what humans call perhaps a miracle. And miracles will be commonplace. It will just be that it is, that something has to be accomplished or worked out, and when you're in the flow, the universe just brings it. I teasingly say sometimes when I started my path, if I stepped out of myself, or as one dog says, quit tripping over myself, it's like hopping in the back of a limo and you're taken wherever you need to go and you receive whatever you need. So this octopus is huge, and that is to show that we individuals are huge entities within ourselves, and to feel big and to feel good about ourselves. He says he loves the humans in many ways, although they have not always treated octopuses well, we forgive. He says, and forgiveness is important within ourselves too. Guilt, fear, shame, all energies that can be, he says, literally tossed. And he's showing me a tentacle just like flip it away. And then he shows me his suction cups, and he says, that's what you hold on to the goodness and what feels right. He says, that's in the moment we are now. He says, hold tight to the goodness. It's very important in your path of who you are as a human on this planet. Hold on to the goodness. Hold on to the joy. Hold on to the space that brings you that bliss. He says, very, very important. He says, I have many, many tentacles. That's how important it is. He says, now, go flow. And he's gone.
That's beautiful. As soon as you began speaking and you said that you got an octopus, I immediately went to the ocean and the energy of water and being emotions. And I feel that what's happening on the planet right now is we've got a lot of people that are coming up and they have these mixed emotions and they have all these currents around them, and yet they're attempting to be centered. They're attempting to be one with themselves and still figure out what it is of how they're to operate in the world. And I think that his message was wonderful and a great illustration of how we can go out and we can do different things and we can experience different modalities and not so much separate ourselves and segment our lives as it is, you know, as a moment is called for, we can be who we are needing to be in that moment without jeopardizing the truth of who we are. We no longer have to separate and be a specific person or put on a mask with one person. We can just reach out and an expertise, an area of ourselves that's an expert in that realm. Like, for instance, if we're a mother, we're that whole of the bulb of the octopus, and we can reach that loving, nurturing mother aspect of ourself out and be a mother, which is fantastic, and yet still be part of that whole. And if we are a wife or a husband or a lover of some sort, we can reach another tentacle out that is expert in that place and still be part of the whole. And if we are a career person that calls for yet another representation, we can reach yet another tentacle out and still be part of that whole, whereas before we were feeling like we had to have little separate pieces of ourselves to be these. And I think that the octopus was fantastic in showing up to show that the more that these emotions are scattered and the more that we're feeling the currents of all these outward emotions, the more it is important that we understand that we are multifaceted, and it's not that we're separate or that we have to have masks, because masks are really not the method that the energy on the planet is supporting anymore. We're not to mask ourselves so much as we are to reach that expert portion of ourselves out into that situation, being fully representative of our true and authentic self and staying connected and grounded with that. I also heard when before you got to talking about the suction and the tentacles, I was watching that in a different dynamic of how in the past we have chosen to suck up and hang on to things, like hanging on to emotions that are not meant to be held within our body, that are meant to flow through us. And this is true of emotions of elation and good emotions, as well as it is unpleasant emotions. They're designed to flow through us, and we want to allow that to happen. One, if they're unpleasant, because it can just flow through and it moves out sooner. But also, if we're letting a joyous and elated emotion flow through us and move on out, that opens up the realm and keeps our vibration up where we can have more of that experience. So holding on to that elation actually it prevents us from having more of it. So we want to let it flow through so we can have the next one through. I also was seeing him inking in this suction, in this area of sucking and holding on. We will tend to ink sometimes when we are not needing to, because we're holding on to things that we don't need to. So it's not so much that we need to be chasing away situations or defending ourselves. I'm hearing that it's not a matter of defense or even offense anymore. It's a matter of just staying very, very centered and very grounded and very much within the framework of who we are in truth and authenticity. And in that, we are safe and secure and not even needing to use the phrase of protection. We are whole, therefore we cannot attach to something that is not part of what we are and cannot shake our foundations. So in this time where we have so much current around us, and sometimes that current's a nice flow and sometimes it feels very frantic, in either situation, we're to stay very, very centered in who we are. We're to stay in the bulbous part of the octopus and just reach out with our expertise in the areas where it's called for.
Very nice. Very nice. This reminds me of a communication I had just the other day with a cat named Jill, and Jill lives in Deanna, Virginia. And Jill said to her person, in her particular place, and this is putting it in a very simple way, do not combat, and it's not necessarily being just passive, but it's to understand and just to be, and then in what feels good, move in that direction or flow into that direction. And I liked, and that particular message was pertinent to her. The messages that come through are more meaningful to that person that hear it, because it just hits that magic spot that gives her what she needs, but many times other people hear it too, and it's meant for them. So that's beautiful, beautiful. I also saw that ink as well, and I'm glad you brought that up. That was good. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important for us to know that we really don't need to be defensive. It's really it takes us out of being centered when we have to defend. Because if you think of defending, we go to our outer walls, and if we can just stay centered, if we can just stay within ourselves and we can just stay in every cell of our body and just be really present with our soul being there, then we're resonating and we're drawing to us situations that do not require us to be either defensive or offensive in nature.
And sometimes when that defensive feeling comes up, it's the old energies that kind of got in there somewhere in our lives, and if it can literally shift in that space of what you speak of. That's what I've witnessed myself, and that's what I've other people have witnessed, we don't always have to understand it. We can acknowledge that energy flow and go on, ooh, and then we can literally shift or flow into that space of wellness or alignment, balance, as you say. And that's an easier path that I've chose myself to start taking. I don't necessarily want to know all the little details of why that's about. I wish this other space. And everybody has to honor their own way of going about that.
Right, that's very true. So we're open to taking questions. If you want to call in, and we actually prefer you call in because that helps us. Actually, I think it's just easier when you call in to for other people to understand what's going on, and we can have a dynamic of conversation if there's other questions. The number is 347-838-8944. When you get on there, you're going to need to press the number 1 so that your hand can be raised and JR will know to open up your microphone and let you in. And if you are unable to use the phone but want to chat in, please feel free to do so. And we'll be responding to you. JR is going to help us with that. JR, you've been here listening, and I know JR is having some technical difficulties, so I'm hoping he's still here. He looks to be still here.
I am here, and I'm just feeling so blessed to be here, Lynn. I mean, this Karen, this is awesome. And what was coming up for me was I was getting feelings of looking at our, you know, whatever our label is, whether it be housewife, doctor, you know, whatever our job or work is, not to let that to be our driving force in life, but pretty much finding time daily to get centered and feel our connection to all that is. And we don't get into that. I mean, because sometimes someone gets so into their work that just continues to pull them out, you know, and they're not so connected and allowing themselves to feel that. And they get into that defensive mode because of that separateness. And that was kind of surfacing. So that was just a big wow moment.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah. Lynn, as you were talking earlier, a message came to you, for you, and it was actually from the octopus energy. And it sounded so silly. I didn't say it at the moment, but every time I don't say something, I regret it later. And I was told to tell you to look under your house. There is a gift. Now you understand why I hesitated.
Well, just so that everyone knows, I live in an old home. It was built in the 1800s, and the center of the house is actually this round brick structure that holds the house up. It's been since been reinforced, but it's a very big space under my house, and we frequently find kittens and other things under our house. At this point, I'm kind of putting out that it's not another kitten or another dog. Maybe a little bit of pot of gold would be good, but yes, well, I won't be crawling under that house, but my husband can go when he gets home and check out what's under there.
Yeah. Well, you said something else, Lynn, though, and that was the that it's brick and it's like a strong structure for your home.
Right.
Yes, I'm wondering if it has something to do with that too.
It could. I mean, that's definitely. I mean, the entire house is elevated from that, and you know they go under there, and I mean it's room under there. I mean, it's hard to say what would be under there, and it could be just that foundation, that centeredness. I'll check on it energetically, but I'll physically send my husband under there to check on it.
What's interesting is, didn't you say it was round?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because most of your traditional foundations are square.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So there's no beginning and no end to your foundation. Because your foundation is the source.
Beautiful.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's interesting how it comes to us, isn't it? They use whatever they can.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do.
So they're talking about
people,
Lynn's personal foundation.
Our environment is telling us so much, and we don't notice a lot of it because we get so in our stuff. You know, we allow life to distract us from the moment, being present with ourselves and our environment. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So we actually have someone that's called in and raised their hand. Now, if you're a Blog Talk person, you know that most places call out your area code. I do not. I call out the last four numbers of your phone, so you actually have to know who you are and what your phone number is, because I find that I have a lot of same area codes call in, which just gets confusing. So the person here, the last four numbers are 1510. So that line should be opening, hopefully.
Now.
Okay, 1510, are you with us?
I am with you. This is Leah.
Leah!
Hi, Leah.
Hi,
thanks.
Leah.
Congratulations.
Hi. Well, I am so excited. You are right. I was excited. I was very giddy when I heard that I won. I was like, yippee for me.
Yes, yes.
I do have two things to share with you, if that's okay.
Love to hear it.
As you were talking about the octopus, Karen, I remembered that I bought my son, four-and-a-half-year-old son, Lynn, a relaxation book called The Angry Octopus.
Oh.
It's a beautifully illustrated book by Lori Light, wonderful name she has, and it's about an octopus who starts out angry, and then a seashell, sounds silly, a seashell child helps the octopus to learn to relax, and the color of the rainbows, different colors of the rainbows, the octopus absorbs and learns to relax and be at peace and not be angry. And I just thought of it as soon as you said it, and it's a great book, and it's about an octopus, and I've never had a book about an octopus, and you've never had a reading about an octopus, so I thought I would mention that.
Thank you.
And the other thing I wanted to mention was, in my feedback, I had forgotten to say that, yes, I also have been, since the Experiencing You experience, much more relaxed and already trying things that I wouldn't think to try. Yesterday, we kind of got off schedule, my son and I, and I was like, well, you know, what should we do today? I love water. Like, I loved being at the Experiencing You experience and being by the water. And my sister and I often talk when we leave the beach, whenever we go on vacation and we leave a body of water, we always are wondering, how can we work out that we can be by water forever? It's a whole conversation. And my mom enters the conversation, too. What can we do? What kind of job can we get that we can stay by the water? And what happens is it kind of puts a sad tone on that we are not living our perfect lives and we are not living by the water. Well, yesterday I thought, and it was because of the Experiencing You experience, I thought, you know, you're not in this perfect place. You're not living in water. So what can you do to move towards that instead of being sad about it? Well, you know what? My son and I went to the pool. I was like, you know what? We can go to the pool. I don't know where my bathing suit is. And I pulled it out. It was really wrinkled. I didn't know, you know, it took me a long time, you know, like a half an hour to get us to go to the community pool. But he had the best time. He said, Mommy, I love swimming. This makes me so happy. And I was really happy, too. So that's just what I want to say. You don't have, how do you get towards where you want to go? And it was just so relaxing. I had no tension about it. I just thought, okay, let's see what happens. I tried a bathing suit on him that was a little small, but it still fit because I haven't gone shopping for this summer. But we did it, and he had a great time, and it was, you know, it was water. So I talked with it about my husband, and he agrees. Why aren't we doing, you know, we live by the Potomac. Why aren't we getting in a canoe and, you know, go, there's lots of things to do. You don't have to live at a lake. You know, one day we will, I'm sure.
Come on down, girl.
Oh, thank you. So
come
sorry,
on down to Smith Mountain Lake.
What did you say?
I said, come on down, girl. Come on down to Smith Mountain Lake and live.
Thank you. But I just wanted to share that with you, that it has definitely affected me. And you answered, even if I didn't ask a question all day, you just gave so much wonderful information, and really, it was just a peaceful, wonderful feeling. So thank you both. I really appreciate it.
Great. Well, thanks. And I'm excited for you that you've won because I'm looking forward to working with you more.
Ooh, me too.
Yeah. I like also for those others that are listening, Leah and her mother drove how many hours to come down and stayed over?
I think it was, it's like 4.5 hours. We made it a little longer because, you know, we took our times and we didn't have our husband saying, you know, don't stop, keep traveling through. And I love them. They were great, very supportive husbands. But, yeah, so it was like 4.5 hours, 5 hours. But,
yeah,
it was well worth it. It was a beautiful drive, and my mom and I had a really good time.
Good. Great. That's important.
That's awesome. Wonderful. Well, Leah, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that incredible information. I'm sure that book will help many people who are going to be listening to this today and in the future.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks. Hey, Leah.
Yes.
I got one thing that popped in.
Sure.
Is it Ginger, the golden dog?
Yeah, she's so lovely, yes.
Ginger, yes. Ginger, has your hip been hurting or her hip?
My left hip has been hurting.
Because my hip started hurting.
Yeah.
I'm hearing about that is that because of, I'm going to call about your ahas and taking the step into what you know works. Like, no, you realize you're not going to pack up and go to the beach, but you are taking steps forward, and that hip is not going to hurt as much, and literally that pain's going to go away.
Oh, thanks. You know what? Someone else had mentioned that to me. She said that it's old patterns, and you're leaving them, and thank you for that. I really appreciate it. That makes me feel better because you actually just recently, last few days, I've noticed that my hip has not been hurting as much.
Ah, bravo.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you, Ginger. Okay.
Thanks, Ginger.
Thanks again, Leah, for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So that was wonderful. I love when people call in, so please feel free. And again, the number is 347-838-8944. So, all right. Does anybody else have any comments or questions?
Well, we don't have any questions in the chat room yet, Lynn, but I'm really feeling personally blessed by this call. I mean, the whole octopus thing, you know, I was telling Lynn before the show, everyone, that the last 2 weeks have been pretty, like, chaotic and out there and stressful for me because I've just transitioned into a new house this week. And a lot of new work and things have come up, so I've been all over the place. And, even Leah coming on, talking about, you know, the ocean, the sea and seashells and stuff, just gave me the peaceful feeling and realization that my new bathroom, I myself grew up on the ocean, and I've missed that. And that helps me with my own personal grounding. So I'm going to bring that into my home. So it's pretty awesome what y'all are doing.
Excellent. Here. Well, even though I live on a lake, I have a little water fountain that sits on my counter that's between the kitchen and the living room. And I just like turning it on, just hearing it babble. So there's so many ways we can bring what we want into our lives in a multitude of ways. In how we can in that moment. So, excellent. Maybe
a
fountain.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the thought of our environment keeps coming up. You know, Lynn was talking about the water earlier, and there's a different forms of water. And we can choose our water, our environment, or, you know, we can't not forget that we can change our environment, you know, to heal self and others.
Yeah. And if nothing else, we can go to a virtual reality and be there.
Oh, absolutely.
We can our mind is amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the greatest ways to utilize the law of attraction is to, you know, start seeing yourself there and start doing the stuff. So with Leah, she might not have been able to go to a lake or the ocean, but she did one of the next best things, which was to go to the community pool. Now, if she had not had a pool available to her, they could have, put on you know, bathing suits and run through a sprinkler and pretended that they were at the beach or even done it in the bathtub. I mean, we forget that when we were kids, we played and we created the stuff in our own backyards or in our bedrooms or in our basements or wherever it was that we played. And we never saw the room we were in or the yard that we were in. We saw where we were in our minds, and that brought that creative energy in. And so we need to remind ourselves as an adult that it's okay to go back in and play and to fantasize and to engage and to get into that feeling, because it's the feeling that activates what's going on in our life. And so we need to fully engage in that without feeling, you know, silly or immature. It's okay for us to engage in healthy, creative imagination.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm behind you on that 100%. The creative force is the universal space, and thoughts are things. And what we think and what we put our emotion behind, our feelings behind, it is created. And that's why being aware of where our thoughts are. And I think that's why the animals are so much telling us this. You know, if you think it, we are around you through your thought and your energy. And they're trying to help us be more aware of that so that we are true to ourselves, and that is by our thinking, and they react to it, because it is our energy that speaks louder than our words, and that's what the animals pick up on, and they are our mirrors. So if you think your animal might be upset, it's a good thing to look within yourself first. I'm not saying your animal might have something else going on, but I find in my work, usually it's because we need to take a look at what's going on with the person first, and once that situation is smoothed over or back into balance, the animal also becomes that. Even mainstream veterinarians are saying this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's about us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
JR, whoops, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
JR, do you have a cat?
No, I've years ago as a child, my mother had several cats. I've wanted a cat, but my mother-in-law is staying with us right now and says that she's allergic. So I've been drawn to cats. But actually, the Black Panther is one of my power animals.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I keep getting cat for you. And
uh-huh.
I thought maybe it was a cat, actually, that was that I was picking up around you more from your past than the present. Yet it
okay.
is. It seems today the overall theme is about the energy space of a specific species. So with a cat, what does the Black Panther mean to you? Or was it a Black Panther, JR? Yeah.
Yeah, a Black Panther cougar. They're very protective of their children. A cat blends in well in the evening for the cat. A very powerful animal,
mm-hmm.
a very spiritual, you know, deeply spiritual in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what's coming up for me is a while back, I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw a Black Panther standing over me, which startled me at first. And I was in an awakened state. And then, she was like, all is well, and I went back to sleep. So that was interesting. But, yeah. So,
I get, and I can feel Lynn's getting some things here, too. I keep getting for you with the kitty. It's interesting. I see this power animal, and yet I also see this soft little fluffy kitty, and we can be both.
Right.
But the main message for you is to spring forward.
Yeah.
Put spring in your step and spring forward in what it is that you want to jump to.
Yeah.
And that it's there. It's there. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. There's and like I said earlier, I have a lot going on right now, and there are a lot of opportunities present for me. And the to the point of, you know, I can't, you know, I thought I can't do it all. But I need to focus more on my centeredness. And
that
I can
octopus.
Accomplish that octopus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So and, so I can do. So it's a but it's slowing down enough to allow myself the space to breathe that I may move forward. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's great. I tell you, I'm just getting so much out of this call today. And I hope everyone else out there is. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it's playfulness. I actually, and you keep mentioning the kitty. The kitty makes me think of the child playing, as, you know, was mentioned earlier. And I played, it was a spiritual game that has angels in the game. And my angel for this year is playfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm to focus on playfulness, too. So that's interesting that brings that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And, you know, when I think of the cat in terms of you, especially the panther, they strike to me as, like, great balance and observation.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's, you know, for you it is a combination of just having that balance in your life that, you know, acting on the things that are called for acting on, observing other things, and just being prepared, really, because they're always prepared. But there's a lot
Absolutely.
Of playfulness to them.
Mhm. Absolutely. So mm-hmm. definitely an animal I need to be looking more at lately. Or, mm-hmm. you know, right now.
Are you familiar with the Animal Speak book or Animal Wise book
no,
by Ted Andrews?
No, but it's interesting you should mention it because this is like the third time, everything comes in threes, folks, that someone has mentioned that to me in the last couple months. So I think it's the next book on my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I took liberties to look up Panther for you.
Uh-huh.
And it says, reclaiming one's true power is the keynote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about, yeah. I mean, there's several pages here on it, but that's the keynote.
Yeah.
Yeah, the panther marks a new turn in the heroic path of those to whom it comes. It truly reflects more than just coming to one's own power. Rather, it reflects a reclaiming of that which was lost and an intimate connection with the great archetypal force behind it. It gives an ability to go beyond and what has been imagined with opportunity to do so with discipline and control. It is the spirit of imminent rebirth.
Mm.
Wow. And, you know,
that's,
and that's
the very
the
last paragraph.
Message. That's the perfect message for me right now, too. You know,
excellent.
Like I said, I have the last few weeks allowed my environment to dictate my each moment. And to keep me outside of self, so busy outside of self that, you know, you feel like you're drowning in the water. You're not breathing. And
mm-hmm.
it's reclaiming my power in this moment and moving forward in who I am and what my purpose is, and which is very important for all of us because we all
mm-hmm.
have a purpose. And in doing that, I'm allowing Source to work through me in a stronger way. So and it's you know, no matter who you are or you know what your purpose is, we all can get sidetracked. No matter how enlightened you may we may want to believe we are or what type of spiritual work we're doing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. This call is so perfect for me.
I think this is JR's call.
It is. I'm telling you. I'm gonna have to send you both a check.
We believe in abundance.
That's right.
Absolutely. But yeah, this has been a very big blessing for me, allowing myself to, you know, like I said, I've moved this week, so it's been you know, a pretty full, you know, week, and the week's just half over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah. And it's creating, which I haven't gotten to do yet, my sacred space here. So, and that's been the big, this last specific week, I haven't had my space. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, which will definitely impact us. So we have a couple minutes left. I just wanted to reiterate that the phone number is 347-838-8944 if you wanted to call in. You're also welcome to chat in. JR is here helping us monitor the phone lines and the chat for when the show starts getting up and really moving. We'd love to take your calls. While we're waiting for someone to call in, I just want to remind you guys that I'm off on the 18th of May, which would be the next regularly scheduled show. We'll be back on the 1st with another one of these segments, Experiencing You, and we'll be doing the first Wednesday of every month through December at least. We will be doing this Experiencing You, where a different animal or species will come in with a general message. I'll follow it up with a message, and then we'll take question and answer. That's our plan, but it's always open for, we're open to whatever comes in the day and however the day is supposed to be, but that's our general message. So if you want to start passing the word around that these are a time for you to call in and get some personal messages yourself after we do the general stuff, it is a great opportunity for you to call in and do that. Our next one, again, is on June 1st. On the 15th of June, we're going to have Betsy Otter Thompson. She's going to be talking about spiritual parenting and connecting on a soul level to our children. So I'm really excited about that. On the 29th, we're having Nancy Ubel on here, who's going to be talking to us about how we get our lives straight and things to do there and ways to do that. So we have already started, I've already started getting the full lineup going on. There's great things happening here. I promise, update the website. I've been a little overwhelmed with other things, but that's one of the things that I'm getting back centered in so that you guys will know who's coming when from the website, which is www.thehonoringhour.com. I want to let you know also that Karen's website is very simple, KarenWrigley.com. It's very easy. She kept it all together. And JR can be found at www.essentials-4living.com. So we have another caller. Your hand isn't raised. You haven't pressed one, but I'm assuming that you've called in to talk to us since I've just sent that invitation. The last four numbers of your phone are 2055. Are you with us, 2055?
I am with you.
Great. Do you have a question?
I wasn't sure if you could hear me or not. I'm wondering if JR can send me a check as well. I'm joking, but I guess my question is you talked a lot about emotional clearing and that even good emotions, that you need to let those, let me check my notes here. You said you need to let those flow through you and move out. And not
right.
to hold on to elation either, but I guess my question would be directed more towards emotional clearing and how do we allow our emotions to emotions to flow through us.
Okay. So when we're really centered in our body, when there's a difference between grounding and being in our bodies, and that's one of the things that I teach in my individual classes, the Lightworkers course, and also that we talked about in the Experiencing You stuff, which we'll continue to do. But when we're in our body and our soul is there, we have a sense of higher elation to begin with. We have a higher vibration because our soul is really present, and everyone's soul has a great vibration that our body is specifically geared for. And I like to describe our emotions as the cane for a blind man. They are here to let us know if it's safe to walk here or if we want to walk there, if we have to step over, go under, go around. So our emotions are guides for us in a way. They're also what calls out to the universe for things that we're wanting. Our emotions are like a megaphone to the universe, and the loudest emotion is obviously going to get the most attention. And a lot of times that emotion can be loud, but it's not our conscious emotion. It's like an undercurrent of core belief, and that gets a little bit beyond what we're talking about, but I just wanted to set that background. So when we're talking about an emotion, let's say that something makes us angry, because you know that's something that could happen. So we feel angry, and instead of holding on to that, we allow ourselves to move into it, and we start to question, what is it that's making me angry? Because oftentimes the behavior or the forefront, that outside circumstance, is a trigger for the anger, but not necessarily where the anger is coming from. So we allow ourselves to move into that, and we question that, and as we're moving into it, it allows us to push through. And therefore, we don't have to hold on to that. So let's say I was angry at my husband because he didn't wash his dish. And I had to wake up in the morning and he had dishes in the sink that weren't there when I went to bed. Can you tell that that might be an issue around here sometimes? So he, you know, I do have a tendency to get frustrated. And what it is when I'm overwhelmed and when I've got a lot of things going on, the last thing I want to do is clean up a mess that I had already cleaned up, and I just want help. So when I get angry about that personally, I'm feeling like I'm doing everything by myself. I'm feeling isolated and alone. I'm feeling unsupported. And when I can just know that that's what's happening with me, and I can go to him and say, look, when you leave your stuff in the sink in the morning and I have to come in the morning and it's there, you know, from your late night snacks, I'm feeling unsupported because I've worked hard to try to get, you know, to wake up not having to deal with the day's issues before. And so that's better than me fussing at him, which is usually unproductive and doesn't help me at all. And I wind up with extra dishes there because then that triggers his stuff. So when we are able to face that and just let it flow through, then it acts as what it's truly there for. So the anger will act as a warning that, hey, you're feeling this way, that you've still got some of these unresolved issues, you know, to deal with, and we just let them go through. But we have to be able and willing to engage in the underlying current of what that emotion is in order to really – we have to be willing to move into it. Most of us want to either jump at it and, you know, freak out, because that's, you know, that's definitely one of my modalities when I'm not really in my body. I want to scream and yell and freak out. Or we want to just push it away, like I don't have a right to be angry. So when we're willing to go into it and say, what is this message, it makes it easier for us not to hold on to. With good emotions, and this is something we need to keep track of too, we store our true memory in ourselves. So there's always that remembrance of that joyful moment that we can go back and connect with within our cellular structure that will remind us, oh, this is what elation feels like. This is what that really warm, lovey feeling feels like. Just like we have a tendency to store other emotions in there too, but we'll store the higher vibration memories if we're staying in our body and we're letting emotions pass through. We don't store as much of the negative or the things that we tend not to like as much within our body. So does that answer your question?
It does. It does answer my question. I guess I'm wondering then, how do you move into something if you're not even aware that it's the sink? You know, if you're not even... How do you become more aware to move into the emotion, if that makes any sense?
The short version of that, because I teach an entire course on that, but the short version of that is, you know, you just, first of all, the minute that you realize that you're having a response, and this could be days after the response, okay, it doesn't matter when it is, the more that we practice it, the sooner we start to recognize. So the moment you realize that you've had a reaction like that, that you've not honored yourself in that space, then just sit quietly, take a couple of moments, and just breathe deeply, asking that that our soul is in every cell of our body. And I do have some meditations in the archives of the Honoring Hour that will walk you through some of that. There's a beginner meditation and just some others that really help you get into your body while walking you through some other stuff too. They're guided meditations. But if you're not familiar with being present in your body, which is different from grounding, then you might want to listen to some of those archives to start getting familiar with that. And you just take some quiet time and you just ask for, you know, for me in the situation I gave, I might ask, what message was the anger showing me? What was the true message that my soul wanted me to see from me getting angry?
Mm-hmm.
And as we practice that more, then, you know, it becomes more obvious, and we begin to notice it a little bit closer to the incident and then maybe part of the way through the incident. And then as we continue to practice it, we notice it before the incident,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of backs up. It's an area of expertise that we develop. It's a discipline that we develop, just like anything else in our life that we want to practice and become good at.
Well, that's the first time I've heard of that, and that makes sense to me. That because a lot of times I don't know till several days later how I felt about something, or that it was even something to me. You know, So that's very helpful. Thank you.
Right. Yep, start with where you are. Don't beat yourself up if you notice it even a month later. It doesn't matter. Just start asking the question, and that's how you bring your awareness more current.
Okay.
And do you mind, what is your name?
Bring up?
My name's Shelley.
Shelley, thank you. Thank you. And Karen, I think I heard your voice.
Yeah, I was going to say, even things that can surface when you were even a child,
mm-hmm.
that are brought forward into something that happened, and you recognize it's something that keeps repeating itself. And
yeah.
then when we can move into that, yeah, and then you go, oh my gosh, it started from way back when. It's like when we give, when Lynn and I work together, sometimes the critters will come out and say, what happened to you when you were 6? What happened
mm-hmm.
to you when you were 18? What mm-hmm. happened to you when you were 22? And
mm-hmm.
it really brings out something that it's something that just keeps happening to us, and
mm-hmm.
and it's a reoccurring theme. But
mm-hmm.
we now know we have a choice. We don't. We can go, oh, and I teasingly say, oh, I'm doing that thing I do. And
mm-hmm.
then I step back and walk it through, similar to Lynn, a little different, but similar to Lynn. And it was no different than Jill when she said we can be combative, we can be passive, but when we step back and understand, then we can deal with it. And I find when we live more in the moment, we
mm-hmm.
will catch those. It may come in a month, it may come in a year, but when we live more in the moment, I think we're more aware of it as it happens.
Okay. Yeah, I can look back and say, I know where all this came from. I'm not connecting the dots to make it better, if that makes any sense.
Well, but yeah, I mean, as you practice it and as you have that willingness to shift it, it begins to shift.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Be easy with yourself.
Definitely be good. Be gentle with yourself.
That's easy to say. That's easy
well,
to say,
to,
but it's not so easy
sure
to do.
You need to make sure you've contacted us so we can put you on our email list and you can join us with some other stuff so that you can, because it really is about honoring, and it's all of our jobs to honor ourselves, and that's the way to world peace. You know, we've got a lot of great people out there helping us get to world peace, but the ultimate message is we need to take care of ourselves
mm-hmm.
genuinely.
Yeah.
In order so that everyone is peaceful. When everyone is peaceful, there's no, you know, then that is world peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Thank
okay.
you very
yeah.
much for calling in. We have reached
you,
the
Shelley.
End of our time together. So I want to just real quick give Karen an opportunity to say anything that you need to say before closing off.
Oh, my. Thank you. I'm very excited about the possibilities that can come from these, from the honoring hour with combining the animal and Lynn's empathic ability. And I want to encourage everyone to share what we're doing and to send the word out to everyone else that you know that you think that we can help support them. And Lynn and I, and every time we give information to other people, we grow as well. So I want to thank all of those who've opened themselves to us and shared who they are and what's going on, because that helps a lot of people. So thank you to everyone who's been listening and to those that have called in. And JR, it's been a joy working with you today. And you, Lynn,
you
of course.
Thank you. Thanks, Karen. So, JR, did you have anything you wanted to add? Because we actually we're on, but we're not streaming live for people that are still on there. But that's the beauty of Blog Talk. It will let us go over some.
Well, you know, the one thing that came up to me, Lynn, is you're a great person to call and connect with for personal one-on-one sessions. And what information are you giving out for yourself as far as what contact phone number and email can people get in touch with you if they want a personal session with you?
JR, you've waited 3 years for that opportunity, haven't you? JR has been pushing that agenda for me. But thank you very much. My personal website is www.lightworkerscalltomastery.com, and it is in transition. It's in great transition. So when you go there, don't be discouraged. My email address is talkintoangels@aol.com. It's TLKN, 2ANGELS@aol.com. The easiest way to use that is by going to The Honoring Hour, www.thehonoringhour.com, and down at the bottom there is going to be a place where you can connect with me. My phone number, if you wanted to call and schedule anything, is 540-582-8250, and I definitely welcome. I'm going to have some classes starting again soon. And then, of course, we do, you know, the Experiencing You, which is just a whole wonderful thing, and we'll be scheduling those dates in the near future. So thank you. Thank you for that. So in closing, again, I want to thank you, JR, so much for being willing to be here and helping us out. And I know that as this show grows, you're invaluable in the moment, but you're going to be beyond that as this segment of the show grows. And Karen, as always, it's just such a joy, you know, playing with you too.
Thank you. As well as you, Lynn, you know, I think we're turning into an interesting team.
Yes, we are. Very much fun. So all
Absolutely.
Of you that have joined us, thanks, JR. All of you that have joined us today and that will be joining us in the future, thank you so very much. We will look forward to seeing you again on June 1st for another one of these Experiencing You shows. Thank you so much, and have a fantastic month of May.